Tony
and Terrence, the podcast.
I'm gonna miss you.
I miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell them the difference.
Love has four letters, and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw.
What's going on, guys?
It's your favorite.
Tony. We're back with another episode. Episode 103.
You know what?
You see how I played that one.
I just let you have that one.
No, you tried it.
I did. And it was successful. No, I thought so.
It wasn't.
So hello to all the Terrence Naders.
That sounds really dumb.
Or the poolers.
The jewelers.
The jewelers. Ah. Oh. You just mad because you ain't got no name for your fans.
You don't either.
Yes, I do. I just said.
Think again, because that's whack.
That's not whack. You're just upset because you don't have a name.
I'm not upset.
The Toniers? I don't know. Okay. All right.
In the dumb hole.
It wasn't no dumb hole.
You dug it deeper.
No, I didn't.
You did. But what's going on, guys? We are back with yet another episode of Tony and Terrence,
the podcast.
Episode 103. And we're excited to be here as always.
Right. So we might as well kick off the show with a weekend recap.
Definitely.
Let's talk about what we did.
We had actually a really great weekend. We went to, this weekend is actually a 3-day weekend.
Oh my gosh. Praise God. I don't have to go to work on Monday.
And I don't have class.
Well, let me speak as in past tense. I didn't have to go to work on Monday because you all will be hearing this on Tuesday. But anywho.
Right. So this weekend we actually last weekend we went to the MLK parade downtown Fayetteville. It was pretty dope. It was actually my first time going to the parade.
Are you positive you did not go to? I guess you didn't when we were on the court.
I'm positive.
Okay.
Very positive. I didn't go.
So what are we doing for MLK Day? Because it is not a day off. It is a day on to do something in the community. I ran something by Tony, and it was a hilarious response that she gave me.
Yo, don't tell them because they're going to judge my life. But no. You had a great idea.
I didn't think about it all the way through.
Right. You just kind of threw the idea out there with nothing.
I know. I didn't think about it.
Right. So are we going to do something? I would like to do something.
Yeah.
We could go volunteer. We could definitely volunteer at the Salvation Army, at the thrift store.
If it's not too late, yeah.
Right. I did that before.
Like you just showed up?
No, it was through. You remember when we had the day of service at FSU and we got to sign up and they put us in different. See, look at you over here.
But you remember when we were out in Spring Lake, though, picking up the trash? That
Terrence
was really dope.
Is over here smiling, you guys, because.
Go ahead, be honest with them. Go ahead. Be honest with them.
MLK Day is also our sex-iversary.
The first time we ever.
Martin had a dream.
Okay. Don't put Martin in this. Although Martin was a player back in the day. All right now. Okay. We saw the movie Selma. But anywho, I mean, a lot of couples don't. Well, we're not one of those couples and I do apologize to Tony about that. We don't have this is when we started.
We don't have an anniversary.
Kind of relationship.
Because we were on and off so many times.
So many times. Because of me and my frat boyish ways. But I won't, let me take that back, because of me, period. Not no frat boyish kind of way, just me, period. So we celebrate, well, we don't celebrate it, we just acknowledge our sex-iversary. Ironically, it happened before the day off, day on kind of thing. So right. it was very memorable.
It's funny because when I think about it, it just kind of brings back college memories and it's like hilarious to me now.
Very hilarious.
Very hilarious.
So she went from covering my eyes on our first kiss to
I was not covering
busting it
eyes.
Wide open on MLK Day.
Oh my gosh.
On MLK Day, January 20th, 2013.
I didn't.
Maybe 2014. It was 2014.
Oh my gosh.
No, you didn't have me waiting that long. I met you in 12.
We didn't have sex until 2014.
2014?
Yes, you met me in 12. But we didn't get on the court until the year after that.
The 13th, 13, 14.
We didn't have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's exciting.
Talking about busted wide open.
You been hooked ever since. Been hooked.
Cause I got that juicy.
Hey. Oh. Okay. All righty. The MLK parade back on okay, to yeah. that. Lord have mercy. Sorry, please forgive Martin us about Luther that King. Because it is about you. You are the only person with a national holiday, non-president with a national holiday. So that's really big. Yeah, and then we have a whole day he off of that. It. Right. He would be 89. He would be 91 today. Oh, wow. If I'm adding it up correctly. Late 80s, early 90s, if he was still alive. His birthday was January 15th. Also,
he's just great because that, you know, it's the founder's day of the greatest sorority ever.
And tell him what your line number is.
15.
So, yes, if it wasn't for Martin Luther King Jr., we still would have progressed, but it would just been at a slower rate.
Right.
So maybe they would have taken away the no blacks or colors allowed in the 80s or something like that. No telling if we did not have MLK. So shout out to you. The parade was amazing. We saw my high school, Pine Forest.
We saw my high school, Lumberton Senior High.
And Lumberton really did a great job.
They really did. Shout out to Lumberton. Okay.
Yes. National Panhellenic Council was out there, the Fayetteville chapter. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Greeks. Shout out to all of the black leaders that we have in Fayetteville.
A lot.
It was amazing to see. And in case you all don't know, we also have a black woman who is the police chief of Fayetteville. That's not an easy feat. They're always usually old white men, hair the color of snow. So to see her, and she was out and about passing out.
And a black sheriff.
Yes. A black Fayetteville police chief. The mayor of Hope Mills is black, and he's the first black mayor in Hope Mills. The mayor in Spring Lake is black, so it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Black.
But I think it was just really ironic that all the black.
That's always dope to see. We've come a long way, and we still have a long way to go, but it's just beautiful, like you said, just to see it happening before our eyes.
And we did get some amazing footage. We even went by Hus, got a little drink. We can't go nowhere without no drink. But we love to have a good time, though.
Just a little buzz.
Nothing too bad. So after we had those shots and that drink, it was pretty warm outside after that.
We took Mason to the parade, of course, and he was excited. But after a while, he was so over it and ready to go. Mm-hmm. He was tired. And actually, when we got home, he was excited to take a nap.
I didn't see him. We walked in. He took his clothes off. Because
he came in, used the bathroom. Then he started playing with his toys on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Mason, it's time to take a nap. He ain't give me no lip, ain't shed no tears, came to the bed and said, oh, I love my own bed.
Right.
And it was so funny and went right to sleep.
We were supposed to go to the movies, but it was such a long day. Tony cooking all this food and I was just so full. And I was about to say, you know what, we can go another day. So we didn't make it out to the movies, but we still got tomorrow, maybe. Oh, yeah. It's a possibility. Yeah. But we're busy tomorrow.
We are busy.
We start our first interview series. Oh, by the way, things change, but it's okay. You have to be able to adapt to change.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we will not have
Tiana.
We will not have Miss Carolina Dreams
for our first interview, and that's definitely okay. Like Terrence said, we have to adapt because this is a part of our job.
Yes, so the first person that we will be interviewing is Miss Charmaine. All right, the main reason. So shout out to Charmaine.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes. I love Charmaine's vibe, so.
And you all have done something before in the past. It's going to be interesting. We have to get our questions together. We're going to do that after we record. But
I love podcast homework.
I do. I do. I get excited. I get my little spiral notebook.
And shout out to my new spiral notebook. My man bought me an AKA notebook on Founders Day. I'm using that.
J15. Apparently everybody love you. Apparently. Good Lord.
I was not expecting to feel to get all of that love on Founders Day, honestly. Mm-hmm. I didn't think people really was like remembered that I was an AKA for one.
But did you that bomb picture that you posted?
Yeah, my pictures were a bomb. Shout out to Naima.
Let me shoot you down right quick.
I'm gonna shoot you down right quick. Don't shoot me down.
Tony sent me this. I was like, oh my goodness. A lot of people don't follow me on Twitter. Oh my goodness. She sent me these photos and I said, oh, she looks beautiful.
Thanks.
So here I go, going on about my day. I was like, ooh, my girl sent me some sexy pictures of her in her AKA shirt. Go on Facebook. It wasn't even 5-10 minutes later. The picture she sent me was all on there with other pictures. I'm like, what? I thought I was special. Oh, I do feel special though, because you did send me one with your eyes closed and you did not post that one. Right. So
wow, okay. You act like you've never done it before.
Never. Yes, you have. I'm horrible at sending you pictures, which I do have to do. I do have to do better.
You did but send me a picture before that you posted.
What?
It was after you got your hair cut one time, out here being a whore.
What picture was this?
It was a different picture. But it was
It was a different angle.
No.
Different smile.
No, it wasn't.
That was a completely different picture.
It wasn't different, y'all.
Don't try that.
It wasn't different.
But either way, she looked very beautiful.
You know
beautiful.
How when you take a picture, like double, like take it twice and it ends up being the same picture?
You're lying. No.
You did.
No. Well, thank you for the picture with your eyes closed that you didn't post.
You're welcome.
It was still equally as beautiful as the one with your eyes open.
So your point?
The point is, don't send me no more pictures if you just gonna post them.
All right. Well, I guess I won't send you none then.
Fellas, I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. Ladies, stop doing that.
That's the first time I've ever done it. Dang.
All right, let's get back on track because we didn't went from sexiversary to Martin Luther King to
arguing over a picture.
A picture that you look good in, at least.
Thanks.
Lose the attitude before we move on.
What are we talking about next? It's tea time, darling.
It's tea time, darling. What do we have first up on the list to talk about today?
I actually want to get into, before, you know, we got it, blah, blah, blah. Edit that, Fidel.
Gotcha.
Before we get into the nitty gritty of, you know, the tea time, I want to first talk about Lori Harvey and Future. Now, I know you don't have much to say about this.
Oh, this isn't tea time?
Yeah, it is.
You said before we get into tea time.
Into the nitty gritty of it. This isn't really nitty gritty. It's just kind of like,
I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to say what I have on my notes, but congrats to them.
Yeah, I think they look cute. Now, I'm not one to judge anybody's relationships
Correct.
On social media. That's
Correct.
Just not who I am.
Correct.
I look at them, I say, you know, they're both two, you know, great looking people.
Right.
Lori Harvey's very beautiful. Future, you know, he's handsome. He looks great. I love his voice. I love his music?
Some songs for me.
I like that. What was that purple album?
DS2, Dirty Sprite.
Yes. Dirty Sprite I like 2. That album. And besides that, I mean, they dope or whatever. Now, they did drop a picture of them two. They were vacationing and booed up in Jamaica.
They were.
And they hashtagged, well, Future actually hashtagged the picture, Life is Good, which also happens to be the title of his new collab with Drake. Now, did you listen to that?
We did together.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
What are you there?
Well, you know, it's not What a Time to Be Alive. When they dropped Jumpman. Now that was a banger. But I think this is just like a teaser because I know they have something else coming out because they just don't do one song and then that's it.
Right.
So I'm expecting more to come out.
I don't think I was a fan of that song because I haven't listened to it since.
It was just that kind of song.
It didn't really say much to my
and
spirit.
The video didn't really do anything for me as well.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a video.
We watched the video.
No, we
didn't watch the video. I watched the video.
See?
The video was just them in a restaurant cooking up. And I didn't watch all of it. All right, so.
But don't you think it's funny that, you know, Lori Harvey and Future together, like they've named on Twitter, Lori Harvey kind of like the F girl And
yeah,
they always say how
yeah
is the F boy of the generation.
But I didn't know. Well, oh yeah, Lori Harvey has been connected to a few celebrities, yeah. but it hasn't been as much as Future though.
But I love how she just doesn't, you know, she isn't saying anything.
Correct.
So
I mean, what is there really to say?
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, if we're going to talk about this later anyway. If we live our lives based off what people talk about us, say about us on social media, then we're not living at all.
Correct.
Point blank, period.
But yeah, we're happy for them.
Yeah.
You know, if it works out, it works out. If it don't, it don't. We just
ain't going to hurt our feelings.
That's, you know, at the end of the day, it's not. Another topic that really happens literally every single year around this time. Oscars so white.
Mayonnaise. Like, oh my goodness.
Oscars so white again.
I hate to say it, but we already know. We see it coming every year.
It's every year.
I think every year, though, we still hope for a change.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Cynthia Erivo. I really apologize if I got that wrong. She was the only person of color to be nominated for Best Actress for her role as Harriet Tubman.
Which was well deserved.
It was deserved.
But it's very sad that she was the only.
The only one out of all of the acting categories. The only person of color. A few snubs that have been, you know, people were disappointed that these people did not get their recognition that they deserved. Jamie Foxx in Just Mercy, and that's him with Michael B. Jordan. He is in prison, and Michael B. Jordan's trying to get him out.
I want to see that movie.
They said he did an amazing job.
Jamie Foxx is a great actor.
He is.
I knew that when I saw Ray.
Jamie Foxx, the actor, or Jamie Foxx, the singer?
Oh, that's hard.
F you. Now, that little part, that was like, ooh.
That's really hard.
On this topic, we're just going to say the acting. He's been in a lot of great movies, obviously. You have Jennifer Lopez and her role in Hustlers.
Which we still haven't seen.
I forgot that movie even came out.
We got to watch these movies.
We do. But Just Mercy just came out. Hustlers has been out for a little break.
Yeah.
It's been a little break. But
we didn't hear much about it. It came out and then
that's exactly how I feel. I was like, did this movie even come out?
Right, and I totally forgot about it, to be honest.
I was really upset about this one. Eddie Murphy and Dolomite Is My Name.
Now, we did watch this one.
We watched that one, and that was a great movie comeback story for Eddie Murphy to, you know, reboot his career.
And he was great.
Which he's getting ready to drop Coming to America 2 later on this year.
Oh, yeah.
But the point is, that was an amazing movie. It was funny.
It was real random,
but it was really funny.
Right.
But the biggest snub of them all, Lupita in her role in Us. That it's amazing how she had to play two totally different characters, the exact opposite of one another. She was inspired by a brain condition that's how she got her voice, and you know, also she caught flack for that and everything like that. But the point is to do
Okay, I'm done.
That actually sounded not bad.
I used to do it all the time after we went to go see that movie.
Right, you did. She really deserved some kind of nomination. But what I did write was, we have to stop looking for white validation. I understand that's the, you know,
because they're going to keep rooting for themselves, right? So we got to keep rooting for
exactly
us.
That's the end all prize if you're an actor. I get it.
You know what's also sad, because you know, like in TV shows or movies, like you got a group of friends hanging out and they always just throw that one black person in there.
Yeah,
that's what they did by nominating what's her name who played Harriet.
Cynthia,
threw that one black person in there and be like, here y'all go. No,
but I only feel like she got that because Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. That's also another factor.
And that's one thing the Oscars does. If you portray someone or you are completely 180 than who you really are, you're going to get nominated or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But get y'all Oscars and y'all mayonnaise selves.
But we need to start really treating the NAACP awards as the Black Oscars.
Oh.
You know? It's just, we need to move on from the Oscars. We're not getting love. Right. And every year we do this whole Oscars So White campaign. Mm-hmm. And it's, and what
and
does it do?
It's not changing.
That's
so
what I'm saying. What does it do to them? It falls on deaf
movement.
Ears.
That's a good idea.
Either the NAACP Awards or start a new award show that recognizes Black talent to the highest level, in which the NAACP Awards does. The BET Awards, it got watered down because of the production and then just people just, you know, I don't know.
Not showing up.
Mm-hmm. And so therefore it takes away from, you know, the value of that award.
Yeah.
Because when it first started, now, people were...
Oh, the BET show, the BET Awards
right,
coming out tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. I would hate if I wasn't home to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. So now it's just like BET Awards. I'll
watch the rerun.
I'll get it when I get it.
I'll see clips on YouTube.
But that's also a responsibility, I think, the people at home. We should hold those award shows, you know, at a higher standard. Mm-hmm. We can't just give up because they have a few technical glitches in production or anything like that. But
right.
That also speaks volume on BET Awards, or it's just...
And black people
yeah. in general, mm-hmm. because we do get lazy or whatever the case may be. But we got to stop. We got to stop. Oscars aren't the only award show that should have any kind of validation or to prove that you are a great actor anywhere else. So Jennifer Lopez, Jamie Foxx, Lupita, Eddie Murphy, you all are all the best actors, best actresses in our book. The Oscars, however, is led by Joker with 11 nominations.
11. When I read that, I was like,
11.
Really?
11. Wow.
All of them. That's as wide as you can get, I feel.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the Joker. Some of the awards that they were nominated
for. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the movie. But to be nominated, have 11 nominations,
I think that's just
over the top.
I get it. I understand where you're coming from. It was nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and amongst other things. So we're going to see what the award show is like this year. I mean, you know.
And then they say that was the largest amount of nominations that DC
mm-hmm.
movie has ever gotten. I think
the second superhero comic book character movie that's been nominated. And of course last year Black Panther was nominated for something, well, a few things actually. And the lady that won Best Costume was an African-American, and I told you that she spoke at my sister's graduation. So you know, I guess it's a big step for superhero movies, but let's make it a bigger step for African-Americans getting nominated for the Oscars.
Right. Well, y'all go ahead on Oscars. Now, A Fall from Grace was released on Netflix last Friday.
Wait. Before we get into that.
What?
You know what? Let's get into that.
What was you... I'm
well, I was just going to... Because we didn't make it out to see Bad Boys, I was just going to say a little line about it. Okay. Shout out to Bad Boys for Life. It opened to a $68 million weekend, and that broke records, apparently, in the month of January. We will be in there to support. I will throw my dollars at it. So, yes, that's all I had to say because we didn't get to go see
okay.
it. But, yes, a fall from grace.
It was released on Netflix last Friday, and, you know, we checked it out. We got to support our boy Tyler Perry.
Always.
Wrote, directed, produced.
Executive produced.
Created.
Created.
Everything.
He was behind the camera.
He birthed the actual actors that were in it. He
right.
just did everything.
And
this movie.
He created the entire set.
Right.
So
right.
he did absolutely everything. And
yes.
But that's an amazing feat.
Right.
By the way, so he also
right.
did the lights in the movie.
He did the
sound check.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything. He did everything.
Ooh, Tyler Perry. Ooh, hire me. I would have worked too. But okay, we checked out the movie.
And also starred in the movie.
But go ahead.
All right. We getting ready to get it.
Now, we talked last week about these two shows that we checked out from Tyler Perry. So, of course, we were going to check out the movie
mm-hmm.
that he just dropped.
Always.
And as we stated last week, there's just some things that Tyler Perry continuously does in his shows or movies that we kind of get tired of, like the Black woman suffering or abuse
mm-hmm.
or angry. You got, you know, someone's secretly gay or you know, it's just
for me, the dark skinned man being the villain,
yeah,
in the story,
right? So, of course, we were kind of judging this movie as we were watching it, taking note.
We might have judged it really hard
because we actually were doing a drinking game when we were watching it,
but it wasn't that bad though. We were still good.
I can say that the movie didn't actually have all of those things that we noted before, so I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are some things that we didn't like?
Okay, well, before we, I had wrote down like at least four things
that you didn't like.
Well, let me get before, you know, positive. Yeah. Now, the acting was surprisingly good in this movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The acting was surprisingly good. Right, that's what the acting was good. That one scene, though, which you're not my daddy. That was the only thing.
I don't want it.
That was the only thing. But besides that, the acting was great. I actually liked the movie until the climax and the ending. And then there were a lot of plot holes for me. And also, well, even shout out to the actors and Tyler Perry for shooting this movie in
five days. Now, I did see a comment that said it looked like it was filmed in five days.
And I said, you can tell the movie was shot in 5 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You mentioned you liked the movie until it got to the climax.
Until the climax and the ending.
The climax and the ending, I agree with you because it seemed like everything just started piling and it was rushed from there.
Spoiler alert, but
and
yes.
And everything else in the beginning was like drawn out.
It was perfect. That's a perfect way to put it. Everything is going smoothly and then next thing you know, he has an attitude and he's like, you're not going to talk to me like that. And then everything is flipped upside
like,
down.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And now we're going down on this roller coaster. So it's like, whoa, what, already? This quickly?
Yeah.
I did enjoy the twists and turns of it.
I enjoyed the twist too.
You know, it was a different twist to it.
Right. Tyler Perry actually created a video. I think it was on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, you know, when the movie had dropped on Netflix, that whoever watched it already don't share the plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really interested in what the plot twist was. Now, I, in the beginning, assumed that Sarah was a bad person. The Felicia Rashad actually played mm-hmm. this character. I just knew she was going to be somebody bad, but I didn't know exactly what.
It was something about
so
her.
So the mm-hmm. actual plot twist did catch me by surprise, mm-hmm. which is rare
mm-hmm.
for a Tyler Perry movie.
Well, I think we all knew that the dark-skinned brother was going to be the villain. Yeah. I hate to say it like that, but we all knew that. Takeaway, Tyler Perry, stop putting these wigs on your actors and actresses. He did not need that. He was great bald, but I get it.
And
I get it.
Grace, her wigs weren't the greatest either, but you know, whatever.
You know.
I saw a tweet by someone that was like, yeah, the movie was great, but just ignore the wigs.
Just ignore the wigs. Right. I guess the movie wasn't as bad now that we're talking about it.
It
was just a few plot holes. Like, for example, at the end, what's her name? I don't want to call her Candace, but that's why I feel like who she is. That's her name. But her husband ended up getting in a call, like, while he arresting someone, he gets a call, he checks his computer, and then he's like, oh, shoot, I got to.
Yeah.
There
were some, like, missing pieces that mm-hmm. we didn't quite understand. And there were some things that happened in the movie that weren't quite realistic.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after the guy had got beaten, his brains out, got his brains.
He should have been dead.
But, you know, it was all.
He should have been dead. Duh.
He should have been.
D-E-A-D. No coming back. You going to go see the devil, whoever it is that he wasn't supposed to make it.
Tyler Perry does do that, though, because when we were watching the
have-nots. We thought mama was gone.
But, you know, like we said, the movie overall, we would recommend that you watch it and support Tyler Perry.
Whatever, definitely.
Because we all know Tyler Perry. We know it's, you know, we're going to like some things about mm-hmm. the movie or the show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things we're not going to like. But, hey,
right.
we're still going to support.
Still going to support him. So, shout out to you, Tyler Perry. Keep them coming. I'm sure he has more movies in the work. If you can do a movie in 5 days.
Right.
He did a movie in 5 days and the movie was 2 hours long. Teach me your ways. Show me your ways because.
Hey, that. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be in one?
Yeah. If you ever stumble across this, we apologize. Nah,
no. All right, guys. Well, that brings us down to the end of this segment. We'll be right back after this quick break.
All
right.
Peace.
And we're back. We're back with another topic. Uh-oh. For a podcast. Now, this week, guys, we're talking about this Netflix original series. It's a series, right?
Yep.
That original. Just, mm-hmm. Yeah. That just came out titled The Circle. Now.
Very entertaining.
Yes.
Let's add that first.
I kind of can't stop watching.
Right. We were on a binge. We were on a binge.
So now on this series, you have these people who are living in, I guess you would say, apartment complexes, of course, condos.
Condos. They're living in condos. Fancy.
And they're playing the game. The game is called The Circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a social media game where they can come as themselves or they can come as a catfish. And the product of the game is to kind of, I guess, sell yourself to the other people that you're in the game with.
Right.
And whoever wins, they're the last standing, wins $100,000.
Right.
So we're introduced to everybody that's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a few people who have come as themselves. And then you have some people who have come as catfish because they don't feel as if their true selves
right.
would be good mm-hmm. enough. And not even their true selves. Mm-hmm. I think just, I want to say, their body image. I think that's what it is. Their true selves, because you got a guy there that's playing as his girlfriend.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So we checked out this show, and like we said, we definitely like it because we do this a lot.
All the time.
Social media is our life, even if you don't want to admit it. Mm-hmm. Like, social media is literally our lives. We're always seeking validation from somebody else all the time by the likes, the comments, the shares, everything. So this actually is a Netflix original, but back in the day, I feel like this would have been on MTV.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I would have watched it,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely. But I just think, gosh, for the people who didn't portray themselves, they seem so much more comfortable being someone else.
And that's the scary part.
And that's the scary part. It's just, it's making it seem like everyone has two personalities. Mm-hmm. Who you portray yourself to be, who you portray yourself to be on social media.
And
who you really are. But these people have chosen two dynamically different, three people now. We're not done yet, but the three people that are on there now, they are complete opposites of themselves.
And on the show, I forgot to mention that they're not able to interact with each other as far as face-to-face communication. Mm-hmm. They have this a TV screen. It's voice automated. And you can chat. They play different games. And they have to rate each other. And there's like this part where there's influencers that get to choose who's kicked out or blocked from the circle. And then they have to go home. So the whole thing is based off of chat, really.
Right.
They don't see each other. They don't talk to each other. Just chatting it up.
And this show showed me how much those people and us in general, we judge off of how you say something or what your profile looks like,
your profile picture and the what status, it looks like, your captions. And I'm just like, it blows my mind. I don't even know why it blows my mind, because it's just like, it's all so true.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess seeing that amount of people actually judging each other, I'm just like that one guy, Joey, he was interested in one of the girls. And I'm just like, you're just interested in her because of her picture, which I understand.
Right. Don't know anything else about her.
She was the first one to go home. And was butthurt about it.
Mm-hmm.
He hated the guy that sent her home because he said he just felt like he had a connection with her, but you never met her.
Just based off of a picture.
Off of a picture.
And that's why those dating sites are very dangerous, because that's all you have to go off on.
I will never use that.
No.
Have you ever dated anybody off of?
No.
I have.
No.
I met this one guy. I was in high school, and his name was Derek. And I met him on Facebook.
I got a story. Mm-hmm.
I met him on Facebook. He went to a completely different school than me, and he was like the worst. I wouldn't even call it a relationship. He was the worst boyfriend I've ever. He was so childish, and he broke up with me because I told him I didn't love him.
I would hope not. How long were y'all dating?
Not long.
Yeah, and I would hope not.
It was crazy because we were supposed to go to military ball together like the next day or the day after that. And he was in the store getting his suit. Mm. And when we were talking, he was like, I don't remember how this topic came up. I guess he asked me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I don't love you. And I said, well, I do love you, but kind of like I love my dog. Just kind of like general love.
Ouch, not like your dog. I think you would probably love him more than your dog, though. But my story.
Didn't.
Okay. So there used to be this social media platform. I talked about it in our social media episode way back when. It was called Crushbot. It was either Crushbot or Bebo. Mm-hmm. And I met this girl, and I never forget her name. She used to call herself Sweet Cakes. We used to talk on the phone all the time. Mind you, this is cord phones, the phones with the cord. So I'm always
hanging up on the wall.
Right. All of that. I'm walking on top of the couches. Like it was those kind of conversations. And that was her name, Sweet Cakes. And her real name was Melvina.
I can't believe you talked on the phone
for that long. Well, on the phone, period. Right. Well, I used to talk on the phone. But, and we would always talk about how we was going to meet up. Mind you, we're middle school in that area. Mm-hmm. Like, we got cars to just go meet somebody. And I remember I invited her to one of my basketball games so I could see her. I had never seen her. I was like, when are you going to post the pic? You know, post the pic. She never had a picture. Mm. She never had a picture. And I remember talking to her mama, like, it was a whole bunch of conversations.
Meeting the family.
Over the phone. So, she never came to my basketball game. I never saw her. I mean, and then that just ended. That was it.
Wasn't who she said she was.
That was it. Right. And I'm thinking, you know, now that I think about it, she probably wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I might see if I can find her. Melvina, that's a really...
Yeah, you might be able to. Do you remember her last name?
No. Oh, I only knew her as Sweet Cake. Sweet Cake and Melvina.
Okay, Sweet Cake.
That was it. But the point is, it was just all I had was her profile to go off of. And I feel like we just had this wonderful vibe. And mm-hmm. I guess I understand what they go through on the circle.
Right.
But from what we've been watching, it's like, y'all.
Right. You know, something that I actually found interesting on the show was, you know, the girl who's catfishing and playing Mercedes.
Right.
She was judged by the filter that she had in her first profile picture.
Yeah, she was about to be gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought she could be a catfish because she had a filter over her photo. It's just crazy how people can judge you so easily.
Just even though they were like right. That was her first
her
picture.
First picture. Mm-hmm. And it was like, uh-uh, like she's kind of too pretty. Like, mm-hmm. you know.
Too pretty, right. And it's also funny how... Dang, I lost my train of thought. But it's also funny how people, they will just take anything and run with it.
Yes.
Take anything and run. They'll be like, okay, yeah, she looks down to earth. She looks cool.
And it's the chatting thing that gets me because one person can say something and then it's automatically stuck in your head and you start thinking that. And that just goes to show you that you don't really have a mind of your own mm-hmm. when it comes to situations like this.
Right.
Because we do it too. Mm-hmm. We do it. When we see false media on social media, we're automatically thinking it's true.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is great because... Yeah. We talk about this kind of stuff in my class. I'm in communication classes mm-hmm. and we talk about social media and how it affects our we judge mm-hmm. automatically off, like we said, a person's picture, their status,
right?
Anything we've heard about them. Wow.
Right. And some of the people I follow, they be posting some like really depressing things. So I just I hate that I do that. It's unconscious that I do that. Like someone can post, you know, something sad, or they always posting something sad. I'm like, mm-hmm. dang, you're a really sad person. But they could just probably be like, I'm just posting this so y'all can think it's just crazy. And then it's people always post their blessings or post every single thing positive
they
that
overshare.
That has gone right in their life. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, it makes me wonder, like, God, is it my turn yet? When can I show off like that? But then I have to think, I'm not that kind of person. So if I get something, I'm not going to just show it off. So I really do have to step back from social media when it comes to something like that, when I'm always seeing someone in one kind of light.
Right.
But some people really portray who they are on social media, and that's how they are in real
life. What percent of people do you think actually portray their actual selves on social media?
Well, since I follow a lot of people.
Do you think there's a little bit of fakeness in everybody?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes. I am not 100% myself on Twitter. Twitter, I'm a whole different person on Twitter, but it's not like if you meet me, they can be like, your tweets and who you are now just don't coincide.
I don't think you're a different person on Twitter, I guess because I know you.
I think I am sometimes, because a lot of things that I tweet, I wouldn't really say, like, that's not really like who I am, though.
Really?
I don't know. You probably know better than I am.
Maybe you wouldn't say it around other people you didn't know, because you're kind of you're hidden behind the screen. Right. So on Twitter, it's kind of like a safe space.
Yeah. I am more one-sided on Facebook, though. It's just, this is who you're going to get, regardless. Yeah. Like, because I look at Facebook as more, it used to be a professional thing. Now it's just, you can post whatever you want, but some of the stuff that I post on Twitter, I probably wouldn't post on Facebook.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like what I post on Twitter, it shouldn't belong on. I don't post bad things.
Right. But I feel you. It's a different, both of them have different dynamics. I guess.
Like for you, for example, you wouldn't be cursing it up on Facebook.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So
I feel you. I feel the same way. Now, I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. These are
different
social medias that I post on. And each one, like you said, they play a different part in my personality.
Right.
Honestly, Facebook is like my family based, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not just family, but kind of like more, a little more conservative Tony.
Right. Like, who is sometimes, Tony?
But I will share like something funny that might be inappropriate on Facebook.
Every once in a while. You will. Yes. Right. You can't help that though. Right. Right.
Instagram is, you know, me showing off my confidence as far as posting pictures and branding myself.
Okay.
Trying to put myself out there as well as with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. Pure entertainment.
That's really it.
Be whatever, do whatever, say whatever, get them shares, get them, you know.
Get them likes and retweets.
And LinkedIn, professional profile.
Right. I'm just like you, except, you know, I don't have a Instagram.
But okay, you've never given me an answer as to why, not a direct answer as to why you kind of stopped using Instagram. I think, well, you did tell me because you don't post pictures like that. But that was it.
Instagram,
but I don't feel like that's the only reason.
I don't really have a great reason, but Instagram, it just seemed like so much pressure. It's just, as far as Facebook and Twitter, with Twitter, I can get both Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, I don't really post pictures. I'm a status kind of person every now and then. But Instagram is just so much pressure because I don't take pictures.
I feel
you. If I tweet something, I don't care if it gets a like or a retweet.
Right. I was just going to say this.
And I hate that I am conditioned like this, but on Facebook, if I post a picture, oh, y'all better like this. Y'all better like this. And I feel like I would be like that. I don't need two apps where I feel like I would be like that. Mm-hmm. Because I remember back in the day when I had an Instagram, you'd be like, all right, let me get 20. Right. I bet I got 20.
And I feel you, because even back in college, it was like Instagram was like
that
social media platform that you wanted the likes. Mm-hmm. Like, you were going to, like, Facebook would be like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, though, I need the likes.
You need it because it just shows, like, if people really F with your content that you posted.
Right.
You know?
And give me a bonus by adding some comments, because you want that too.
Mm-hmm. But I honestly feel like I don't know, since I'm not really on Insta, But what took me out of Instagram completely was when it messed up the timeline. And it's like that with Facebook. I hate Facebook, Facebook and Instagram's timelines. Even when I'm using the Tony and Terrence page, I don't even scroll on there. I just post or just
on Instagram.
And I just see like the likes that we got.
You see everybody's stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Like the same people.
And then there's no reason why I should see a picture from 3 days ago on Instagram. Right. So that's why it kind of turned me off. But with Facebook, it's different. But I still hate it at the same time. I just be like, why am I liking a picture? Today is Friday. I shouldn't be liking this on, and it was posted on Monday. Show me that.
Wow. On Facebook, I actually commented on this one girl's post. She had just had her baby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she had her baby early and she didn't have a name for the baby yet. And I commented on the post on a Sunday. She had posted it on Friday and I didn't even notice that this was an old post. So yeah, I don't like that either. Now, when they talk about Instagram taking away like the likes feature,
which it's still there,
do you think it's going to be taken away though?
Eventually.
Do you think people are still going to use it?
Yeah.
Do you
because
think there's
going
to be a decline though?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be death like Snapchat. It was like Snapchat made this big update and everybody was like, absolutely
bye.
Not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's going to be a death like that, but I think it's going to be like, you know, some people need those likes. Some people validate themselves like
those likes.
And I needed an app to stay away from that made me feel that way. And Instagram made me feel like I needed likes to go on about my day.
Yeah,
now, as I started to...
I ain't gonna lie. When I don't get enough likes, I just be like, dang, they ain't effing with it.
That's how I feel. And I don't want to think like that. But at the same time, I just be like, dog. You know, but Facebook has really been getting me upset because when we post stuff, and when you post stuff on Instagram and Facebook, when you post it, some people are not going to see it until the next 2 days or something
right.
like that. So when we're posting our content, which we probably should, I guess, should be more continuous with it and post, you know, more. But it's just like we drop videos and it's like you have to drop it at a certain time, a certain date, a certain time in the day. And it's just like these videos are funny, I think so. And when people don't see it, it's like, oh, because is it because of this timeline? Is it because of, you know, whatever the XYZ may be? But it's...
Right. And social media, you know, it just plays such a major part in our lives.
It does.
It's kind of sad to say, but it's so true. It's true. People get depressed off of social media. We compare ourselves. I do it. I'm guilty of it. I definitely am. I'll go to my explore page and I'm just like, I even tell myself now, Tony, you know, you about to scroll through this and be like, oh my God, I want to look like that. I want to look like this, but I still do it to myself. Now, some lessons that I can say that I've learned by being on social media is to not take everything so seriously. Not to believe everything that I see on social media and understand that people post the candy-coated version of their lives.
Right.
A lot of people aren't actually showing the realness of what's actually going on in their lives because, I mean, who wants to see that?
Right.
You know? So I think that's one of the major lessons.
Because
that
if you do post the stuff that you're actually going through, they're going to be like, oh my God, you this again. So
you know,
no one can be honest.
Nobody.
No
that's
one
the,
can be honest
point.
On social media.
You post stuff good, and then people be like, oh, I don't know if I can believe it.
Right.
Then you post what's actually going on, and it could depress you even more. It could trigger.
But you also have those people that be like, thank you, I'm not going through this alone. But if it becomes constant.
Right.
It's like, okay.
But, you know, I feel that as far, I'm judging myself here. Now, I post, especially on Facebook, I give statuses about my down moments. But when I even post about my down moments, I also kind of balance it out with something else, something that's good, too. I always still thank God for the journey that he's taken me on. Even though I'm going through this right now, I know that this isn't my final destination. Because I don't want people to think I'm sad.
Right.
Because, you know, I might have my sad moments, but I'm not a sad person.
Exactly.
You know? But there are some people out there who just post like, you know what? Like,
they just post whatever
just
it is.
Just, ooh.
A few lessons as far as social media. Everything doesn't need to be said or posted, as we just talked about, and believe only half of what you see.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, you literally had everything that I had written down, but
is some people who even take social media breaks because sometimes it can get too much.
It's
we
too
tell
much.
Ourselves not to compare ourselves, but sometimes it just naturally happens.
Right.
I think that I need a social media break. I ain't even gonna lie. I've been telling myself this for months, and I really think I need to cut out social media because I'm on there way too much.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have an assignment for my class for Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Right.
I have to cut out some type of media for 24 hours and write a paper on it of how it affected my life. And we get to choose between any media, like the social media, TV, radio, any of that. But I'm definitely going to choose social media because I feel like it does play a major part in my life.
And that's also a part of, I think it's that's a part of healing. Like that's a part of your mental, having a healthy mental, because you see all of this negative stuff on social media, you do have to detox from it.
An associate of mine actually told me one time that's why she takes so many social media breaks, because she gets on there and compares herself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time.
Right. I stopped doing that once I really like put in my brain. I was like, okay, we all not living like this or whatever the case may be. And I always... no such thing as a life better than yours. So that's one thing that I always have to pound.
We always forget that they also had to go through something to get to where they are too.
Exactly.
You know, we all have our own journeys, our processes.
My thing with social media and how I began to lose myself was when I would go through something and I would see all of these people posting their blessings, that used to kill me. It should be like, you're getting all of these blessings. Like, you're that much in favor with God and I'm not.
I feel you.
You know, so that's how I began to lose myself in social media. I get where the women, you know, y'all go on social media, y'all see a woman, nice body, or whatever the case may be, y'all, oh, you know, I wish, you know.
Me, I feel you on that too, though.
Me, it's like, what? Like, you just got a job. How are you constantly getting new jobs? I follow this one girl. I just added her. We went to high school together. I didn't see her have 4 or 5 jobs already. Already. And I'm just like, what?
What? I mean, she might be a bad employee. I don't know.
Okay, well, you
never know.
That's right.
But I do get it. Your first thought is like, dang, what am I doing wrong? I also do that. Sometimes I go on social media and you see social media influencers. I always question how did they get here? What did they do? Like, did they come from money? Who do they know? Like, question that.
But that's
all
not
the time.
Bad though, because you have a brand and you're trying to get to that level. So that's the positive. But it depends.
Sometimes I become envious and I'm like,
That's where it becomes a problem.
And I'm like, I want to be there and I want that. And that's when it becomes sinful.
Right. Yes. MySpace.
I was just going to talk about social media before social media now.
Now,
MySpace.
We have the Instagrams, the Twitters, the Facebooks.
But back in the day,
this was the number one. And it's...
Did you have Black Planet?
No. Okay. I feel like that was for grown, fast people. Absolutely not. I think I went on my sister's Black Planet. What'd you say?
Black Planet.
And it was just like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, this is what y'all talking about. Maybe it was her friends or whatever the case may be. But if we had to line up all of the social medias, MySpace takes the number one spot.
Yeah, that was, you get home from school.
And don't let
to the computer.
Don't let your notification box be filled messages, comments, pictures, like all of that. That made you feel like you was on top of the world. But little did we know we was getting sucked in. Tom was sucking us in, like,
One y'all of my favorite addicted. Things was to change my background on my profile, add music to my page.
And if we would have known better, we would have been some coding people, okay?
Because that took some work.
Right. And I remember having to go on YouTube and be like, okay, how do I make my songs autoplay when people come to my page? I was like, all right, well, you have to take this out, insert this symbol and all this stuff. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. And I would go on my page. Mm-hmm. It'll start. It was an amazing thing because we were learning, not thinking that this could turn into a $80,000-$100,000 a year kind of job. Who would have thought we were coding like that so early?
We was just on social media.
That's the crazy part of it.
Was it called social media back then?
It was just MySpace. I don't remember hearing MySpace.
There was no name for social media.
I don't remember hearing social media until Facebook got really big.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, social media.
Do you remember when Facebook got big? Do you remember when you made your first Facebook profile?
I made my first one. It was definitely in my younger part of high school. Because I had already had it in college. So it was either late middle school, early college is when I started. And I was like, mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know what this is. So I'm going to get away from this.
Yeah, I definitely started mine in high school, but I can't remember what grade.
Yeah, I can't remember either. Because at first it was just only for college students. Mm-hmm. So, and then they opened up the platform for everybody.
But back to MySpace. I ain't done
yes,
with that yet.
Yes, yes, yes. Number one.
I wish I still had my password information, my username, my email. I don't have that email anymore. I don't remember my password. So I'm kind of hurt because I really want to see MySpace profile.
And I'm glad this was actually on the topic because I was like, wait, I know my information.
He knows his information,
and I've been using my email since God know how long. So I actually pulled up my MySpace and there it is, my top eight. So I can only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on my top eight. Everything looks just so, it's nothing but blanks on there.
Wow.
So the first one on my list is Shamika, actually. She's on there. Danielle and James. Those were the two funniest people ever I had ever met at that time in my life. And that was in middle school. And Jamel. We used to play ball together, and he used to always call me his son, and I was, you know, he was my dad or whatever the case may be, but he could never beat me on the court. But, you know, so that's really the only people. And then Marquell was on there. But, yeah.
I would not remember who was in my top eight. Knowing me was probably my friends and some boys that I liked that I wanted attention from.
Hey, that's...
probably...
Why it was so crazy how serious we took our top eight.
Yeah.
And then you would go to your person who was in your top eight, you'll go to their page and you see they've been lowered or you've been moved down the list. And it's like, what?
Why?
All right.
Start messaging. I bet. Everything okay?
Oh, what's no. Going on? No, no, no. No. There was no messages. There was nothing. Okay. You want to push me down? I'm going to put you back down to. And then you could go up to like top 30, maybe top 20, top. I remember a top 16 and, you know, things like that. And I remember
my
sister.
Let me see your profile.
Everything is blank.
Oh, you can't see like the background?
It changed drastically. It doesn't look like what it used to look like. Now I can go to my photos and only a few will pop up.
Wow.
Now.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had my stuff.
I can't even remember
the types of photos I posted on MySpace.
And I would love to see that.
I can't remember.
I would love, wow, me with waves, like, I wish I can have my hairline back. Wow. Now, if you would have told me then that I would be bald almost by 30, 28, I wouldn't have believed you because of all this hair on my head with waves and stuff like that. So MySpace was it.
Yeah, it was.
MySpace was it. And I miss MySpace so much. I miss MySpace so much. Tom got that $500 million check and bounced, okay? I can catch cancer and radiation with that big old phone.
Over here,
I'm looking at my old pictures, y'all.
Reminiscing at his MySpace photos.
I will definitely post these later on this week. I might do a challenge leading up to my birthday. Good Lord.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. So
we're coming down to the end of this episode. Going down memory lane.
The Circle. We definitely recommend that you check out this series on Netflix. Like we said, The Circle. It's crazy because it's so accurate and it just kind of opens your eyes up to things because we do things without even thinking sometimes. We judge people without even thinking. That's what social media, it's just kind of etched in our brains to do.
And then we also feel more comfortable being someone else, or being more comfortable behind a screen or a phone or whatever the case may be.
Right, so definitely be careful on these social media sites when you're meeting people that you've never seen before, because you can be out here looking dumb or kidnapped or whatever, because people can definitely be who they want to be and not be actually that person in real life on social media behind a screen.
So it's going to be interesting. I know a few of you all have already seen the show, but when we get to the point where Rebecca has to reveal herself, if she gets kicked off, her boyfriend is playing her. That is going to be the most interesting one.
Right, it is.
That is going to be. I'm a little upset that Antonio went so quickly.
Yeah. He kind of was a little, I don't want to say he was douchey, but he kind of called it. He said because he was an influencer first, people were going to try to get him
then
out.
Then he kept throwing his title around. I'm a professional basketball player. Okay.
And he kept thinking he had people when he didn't really have people. Yeah, shaking but definitely head. Check it out. It's really interesting. Comment on our post and let us know if you have watched the series and what you think about it, because I'm about to finish watching it, actually.
Yeah, I am too.
All right, guys. Well, that brings us down to the end of this episode. And you know I got to bring you out the right way. If you don't follow us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
As we were talking about before, follow us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Right.
Also, check out our beautiful website at www.tonyandterrence.com, where you can still purchase you a beautiful Love Tony and Terrence t-shirt for the low price of $20, because we still got those bills to pay. All right, guys, we about to be up out your hair. It's your girl, Tony.
And your boy, Terrence.
We out.